Renowned scholar and Columbia University professor Edward W. Said died today at the age of 67. He was suffering from leukemia. Said was born in Jerusalem in 1935. It was then British-ruled Palestine. He moved to the United States in 1957. He received degrees at Princeton and Harvard, went on to become a professor of comparative literature at Columbia University. He was perhaps America's best-known advocate of the Palestinian cause in the Middle East. That's what he spoke about on this program shortly after the September the 11th attacks.
No country in the world wants large numbers of stateless people who come in and are miserable and have no immediate prospects of repatriation. That's a worldwide problem. The Palestinians are the oldest refugee population in the world. They've been around the longest, and their lives, I think, have been made more difficult, principally by Israel, which refuses to take them back, in spite of the fact that every year the UN votes a resolution 194 in the General Assembly saying that Palestinians have a right either to repatriation or compensation.
Joining us now is Gauri Viswanathan. She's professor of English and comparative literature at Columbia University, the editor of a collection of interviews with Edward Said called Power, Politics, and Culture. And I know it's a hard day for you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You were a student of Edward Said before you became his colleague. What kind of a teacher was he?
Oh, he was an extraordinary teacher. He had a tremendous energy and dynamism. And what was always so remarkable about his teaching was that it was never as if he had already got a neat little system that he was simply packaging for his students. Rather, one really had the sense that this was a mind in operation. You know, watching him teach, it was like having an X-ray into a human being's extraordinary mind. So as a teacher, he was deeply inspiring, extremely supportive, and also very rigorous. He was not a teacher who would allow students to ever take the easy way out. And I think this is one of the most valuable lessons that I have learned from him.
Probably his best-known book was Orientalism. It introduced a new way of thinking to many people, a way of thinking about the Middle East and about literature as well. Why do you think this book was so important?
The timing, perhaps. It came at a time in the late 70s, soon after the Six-Day War. And as Said points out in his book, a lot of his rethinking about the role of the West in the Middle East was catalyzed around that war. And he felt for the first time a deep sense of, as he called it, the punishing destiny of the Palestinians, of those who were deprived of a state and of even the recognition of the world community. And I think that what made Orientalism a dazzling work of scholarship was that he turned to history and to literature to show how these representations consolidated over time, and that it was really difficult to talk about literary texts as totally innocent. That literature was part and parcel of acts of representation. And he showed how peoples of the non-Western world were represented in certain ways in these texts that contributed to consolidating sets of attitudes in the Western world about peoples in the non-Western world. So it's a remarkable book. It had a huge impact, continues to have unparalleled effect on the study of culture and literature and history. So I think it was a combination of the timing, the developments in literary study, which were beginning to pay more attention to history, and to the rising importance of the peoples of the non-Western world in Western academia. All these things combined to make Orientalism a pioneering text.
He was also a man of extraordinary energy, tireless and extraordinarily generous with his time. He, as we mentioned, appeared on this program and, of course, many, many others. And, in fact, your book is a collection of interviews that he had done over the years, an extraordinary perception into an extraordinary mind.
Absolutely. I think that as a student, as a former student and a colleague of Edward Said, I feel extraordinarily fortunate to have been in the presence of someone who so inspiring, so steadfast in his intellectual commitments, in his political responsibilities. And I think one of the most important things that I would really like your listeners to also carry away with them is that, you know, Edward Said never saw literature and the world as being two different things.
Gauri Viswanathan, she joined us from New York. Edward Said died last night. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.